Welcome to your daily devotional, August 24th, the finger of God, Exodus chapter 8 and verse 19. This was spoken by the magicians to Pharaoh following the third plague of Egypt. In the first plague, the waters were turned to blood by God through the hands of Moses and Aaron, and the magicians duplicated this. In the second plague, a great many frogs covered all the land of Egypt. The best the magicians could do is bring up even more frogs. Then we come to the third plague, but there was a big difference this time. In the third plague, lice, living creatures, were created from dust. Satan and his high-ranking agents can create more destruction from that which exists, but they cannot create life out of dust. Only the living God, the God of the Bible, can do that. This is the unique modus operandi that he, and only he, operates under with regard to creation. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. In our text, even these pagan magicians were forced to admit that their power cannot approach that of the Creator God. Let us apply. All that the devil, his legions of demons, and the legions of men who unwittingly further his destructive program can do, pales in comparison to what God can do. The devil could inspire men to crucify God the Son, but he could not keep the Lord of glory from rising to life again, thereby securing the victory over death for all men who have faith in Jesus as Savior. In this, we see the finger of God. Let us move this to a daily level for further application today. Consider all created things. Look at the sun, moon, and stars. Look at the animals. Look at the grass and trees, rivers and oceans. All of these show us the finger of God. Finally, Christian friend, consider your own powerlessness, that while we were but lifeless spiritual dust, Christ made you alive to be with him forever. It says so right in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. This again is none other than the finger of God.